it's Virginia James with the Zone of Purpose podcast, and welcome to this encouraging space for women and for those who want to show up and remember that their wisdom is within. Now, I will say that it took me years to figure this out, but now I will never live my life the way I used to. The rat race, the go, 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 that's done for. We're moving on from that because all it gets us is burnout, stress, procrastination, overthinking, you name it. Now I zone with soul, and I'm going to help you do the same by remembering our wisdom is within and living and working from that. Let's get into it. I got some great feedback about last week's video, that it was really helpful. It made them think about how to deal with naysayers, because we all have them in life, right? But the one thing that they were craving or wanting more of were steps on how to approach this, okay? So I will say that I came up with kind of like three different ideas. It's my language. You use whatever resonates for you and take this in stride. That's the first thing I want to say as like this little precursor. Take this in stride, because there will always be naysayers in our lives, right? They're always going to be there, whether they're quiet, whether they're within us, whether they're outside of us and extraordinarily loud. So FYI on that front. Okay, so let's get into it. I've got a note here, actually on my coffee table. And so I will be looking down at that just to make sure I'm getting everything accurate for you. Okay. So the first thing I want to bring up is coming back to you. Now, what does that mean, Virginia? Well, some folks, when they are feeling all the feels, probably potentially rage, disappointment, like what the fuck, you know, all that kind of stuff, we're not stuffing it down into our toes. No. You know, FSW, we're about feeling the feelings, releasing them, and then filling our cup back up, okay? With our light, our wisdom, whatever you want to call it. So when I say come back to you as this first step, it's when we have negativity, we'll call it like that, shadowy stuff, whatever, come our way. It feels icky. It doesn't feel good, right? We also might rage or react or be responsive in varying ways, okay? Some of us lean in, some of us come at that in a forward motion, others withdraw, okay? So the reason why I say come back to you is because you know best, you know really, really in your heart and your spirit what you need to do to tend and befriend, we'll say, yourself when something like this comes your way. So some do it, I do it personally in breath work. Might take 20 minutes to get there, but that's how I like it. I also meditate, I garden, I ground myself when there's not heavy machinery outside, etc. And so some might poo-poo this, be like, oh, just self-care. Call it whatever you want, but really you find whatever roots you, okay? Think of this as rooting back into yourself. Because when these things come our way, it can feel like, you know, you're a tree in the wind, just moving along and feeling tossed about. Root yourself, okay? All right, number two, this is related to this. So when you're seeing red, so to speak, you're raging, maybe you're disappointed, feeling rejected, all this kind of stuff, your goal or your journey is just being like harpooned, or you feel like this kind of hedgehog vibe, all right? Contemplate and reflect on why you're feeling this way, why you're feeling kind of defensive, why you're taking it personally. And again, I'm not dismissing that, because we all do it in the conditioning that we have in this world. But really, I just want to say very specifically, sit and reflect with this. Why are we taking it personally? And very specifically go, is it the subject that I'm kind of like taking their naysaying? When I'm taking that person, I'm trying to articulate this. Like, for example, the naysayer that was in my life recently, it was initially, it seemed to be about my business, my work, right? What we're literally doing here. But really, when I dug into that, after coming back to myself, after rerouting, I went, that's not what this is about. Nope. Never has been. Really, it's about other shit. Okay. That I can't control, because they're going to do what they're going to do. And so when I ask you, is this about the subject itself that you're getting barbarous? Like, oh, they're, almost said something, but like, you know what I mean? Like, they're fucking like, you know, dampening my spirit about my dream, my job, my relationship, whatever, you know, whatever you have, me being independent, etc. So is it the subject or is this a history, maybe your own history of feeling not worthy in what you do, or maybe it's their history and how they naysay, just in general. Okay, does that make sense? Does that make sense? And these things will be in the notes, so you can either comment if you need some clarification or practice this, because this is a lifelong journey. And then finally, I want to like ask, just plant this seed. When you feel like somebody is essentially dissing your journey, your goal, your objective, your aha moment, your wisdom, all of this, the question I have for you is this precious to you? Is this what you need to do for your own evolution? And I don't mean intellectually, I mean like in your bones, in your soul, in your intuition. Is this thing that they're dissing, so to speak, or shading, is this precious to you? Okay. If it's like, meh, we'll find out, you know, then experience it. See what happens, right? And I know there's a privilege with that. But really, if this thing is so precious to you, or things, plural, if this is so precious to you, treat it that way in two parts. One, tend it like a puppy, a chick. We have, you know, animals. So like, you know, a little chick, a duckling, a gosling, whatever. Tend it like a garden. Tend it. Tend it and befriend it, actually. Learn more about this, okay? I'm here for you if you need help with that. But really, at the end of the day, it's about tending your journey, tending your process, tending your goal and objective. Even when all they have, like I said before, all they have the courage to do is naysay and not do their own journey or their own evolution. All right, so we're having some phone trouble. I need new equipment at some point, and I know who to talk to. Natasha, I'm going to chit-chat with you soon when you see this video. Okay, let's wrap up point three before something happens again. So I was talking about tending your process, project, goal, objective, all of that. But one thing we need to do when we do that is we need to protect the hell out of it. So that looks like boundaries. That looks like not hanging out with these folks anymore. And it also looks like, if you can help that, because I know sometimes we can't always just push people aside for varying reasons. But the biggest thing I would say is find your people. Like, I got your back. You got a dream in mind. You want to be your own boss. You want to do your own thing. You want to be independent. I got you. Oh, do I got you? Mm-hmm. I'm doing the wave over here, because this matters. This matters. Your calling, your purpose, your vision, your fulfillment, all of those big words, that matters. Okay. So naysayers, think they don't have anything on you. Okay. Find your people, find your community that says, I have your back when they don't. I will always be here for the ups and the downs, because they're going to happen as we figure this out together. But think of this, tend it, protect the hell out of it. Okay. Now, I'm going to wrap this up. You know where to find me, femininesagewisdom.com. If you need anything, comment below if this resonates, or if you have other questions like the other viewer did. And it made me, it gave me a chance to articulate a little bit further what I do personally, but also some ideas that you can apply in your world. Okay. All right. I hope you have a great week ahead, and let's end this before something crashes. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you later. Cheers. How did that episode resonate for you? Ugh, it always feels good to share these stories and these pieces of wisdom with you. And frankly, y'all teach me something new every day. So if that resonated, if it struck your soul or your heart, leave a comment below. Let us know what you loved about it. Also, share it with a buddy, a friend, a fellow woman in your world. We need to continue to build this ripple effect for individual and collective good. That's what we're really about here too, and sharing the wisdom. Now, if you are feeling like you want to get to know us better, go to femininesagewisdom.com. And thank you again for listening to this episode. I'll chat with you soon.